Voice of the Army. The United States Army brings you a story of USO camp shows, featuring the popular RKO star, Mr. Pat O'Brien. The title, Global Roadshow. This is another in the series of
The Voice of the Army.
Well, if it isn't Joni Crandall. Hello, Joan.
Oh, Pat, I've been chasing you for almost a whole block. Where's the fire? Oh, but you always walk as though you're the young Newt Rockne heading downfield to catch a bat.
Well, I guess I was going to give it up the rush act there, Joan. I'm glad you caught up to me, though. Say, it's good to see you again. Last time was, well, we haven't met since we got back from our CBI tour. Now, that's kind of funny. That's where I'm headed for now. USO Camp Show's headquarters. Want to walk along with me?
I'd love to, if you'll slow down to a fast sprint.
All right, why not?
You know, I've been following your career, Pat, and I haven't missed a picture.
Ooh, keep talking, I like that. How's your show going, all right?
It's a smash hit.
Well, I'm not surprised that they like you on Broadway as well as those soldiers did in Burma back in 1944. Well, your show will probably run 400 performances a week.
As I recall, there was a guy named Pat O'Brien who didn't exactly hurt you.
Yeah, you're awfully nice to me. It was a great tour, wasn't it?
Oh,
grand
really?
Bunch of kids. Well, I got a big kick out of playing for him. I know you did, too. Remember the night we hit Kunming? Seems like only yesterday. Johnny, you slept a long time. We'll be at Kunming just in time for supper.
Oh, I hope so. I'm getting hungry. Never thought we'd run into this kind of weather. Gee, do you think we'll land all right?
Oh, don't worry, Joan. These army pilots of ours are the best in the world. We'll be doing a show in a couple of hours. Before we get home, we'll be traveling in a lot worse weather than this.
Hey, pass the milk, Frank, will you, please?
Here you are, Tex.
Thanks. Say, Frank,
yeah?
You want to go up to the theater with me as soon as we finish chow? What do you say?
Well, the show doesn't start till 1900. That's not for almost 2 hours. And besides, it's raining.
Well, I know, but I want to get a good seat up front. Pat O'Brien's one of my favorites.
Me too.
And as for that Joan Crandall... Boy, I want to be right down there where I can see you.
Take it easy, will you? From the looks of this weather, they may not get even here at all.
What do you mean, not get here?
Well, look at the weather. I'm almost sure they haven't landed yet because I came here to chow right after I left the airfield.
Oh, they'll get here, all right. I'm sure they will. They always...
Excuse me, Corporal. Seat taken?
Well, no. Sit down anywhere you want.
Thanks.
Hey, golly. Excuse me. Well, gee, I didn't recognize you, Mr. O'Brien. Sit down here. Now, move over, Frank. Hey, fellas, it's Pat O'Brien. You got enough room there?
Oh, take it easy, soldier. Take it easy. You better get yourself another cup of coffee. Hiya, man.
Oh, I just about finished anyway, Mr. O'Brien.
Okay, suit yourself. And don't call me Mr. O'Brien. The name is Pat.
Well, thanks. Pat? My name's Warren Ramsey, but they call me Tex. That's Frank Harmon, the other side of you.
Glad to know you, Tex. Glad to know you, Frank.
How do you do?
How long you been in Kunming, Frank?
Oh, about 3 months. This has been almost 2 years since we left the States. How are things at home?
Great, great, just great. Nothing's changed too much. I want to tell you that all the folks back home are awfully proud of the job you boys are doing out here.
Oh, there you are, Mr. O'Brien. I've been looking all over camp for you.
Well, I didn't mean to cause you any trouble, Lieutenant. I just came in to get something to eat.
Everything okay?
Everything is great. Thanks very much, Lieutenant. Everything's fine. Miss Crandall and the others will be here in a few minutes.
Oh, boy! Yeah.
The first show's at 1900. That's 7 o'clock, Mr. O'Brien. Suppose I pick you up in the company, say, in about half an hour, that'll be 6:30.
Great, that'll be fine. 6:30. Team walking on the ball field. And speaking of home teams, he might start right off with a fairly good athletic story. I think maybe you, all of you boys are interested along those lines. I don't know whether you realize it, but many years ago, the famous Knute Rockne played professional football with Massillon, Ohio. And playing against him one Sunday afternoon was a man whom you know as one of the greatest athletes of all time, Jim Thorpe, the famous Indian athlete who was playing the Canton Bulldogs. Well, this particular day, they kept sending the Indian around Rock's end, and every time he came around, Rock stopped him, and with a deadly tackle. After about the fourth time, the Indian got off the field, up off the field, I should say, and he said, "Look, Rock, lots of folks come out here today, pay lots of money, see the old Indian play. Next time old Jim comes around, you let old Jim go through." Rock said, "Now look, Jim, we're playing football for keeps. Every time they send you around, I'm stopping you just the same." He said, "Better not, Rock. Better not. Folks out here pay lots of money. They'll let me go through. Let old Jim go through." He said, "Yeah, you come around. You'll see what happens." So the next couple of plays, they sent around right end. Excuse me. And then through right tackle. And finally, about the sixth play, here he comes around Rock's end again. Rock ready for him. The Indian sidestepped one way, then the other, and lifted up his knee and hit Rock right under the chin and knocked him dead. Ran about 70 yards for a touchdown. Then he came back and he picked Rock off the field and said, "That's right, Rock. You let old Jim go through." Now I want you to meet a young lady with a wonderful personality and a great voice, and she's a great trooper. Let's give her a big hand, Miss Joan Crandall.
Hello, boys. I'm certainly glad to be here tonight.
Glad to have you here.
Well, thanks. I take it as a compliment. And speaking of compliments, I'd like to pay one to this wonderful orchestra you have here. Now, for my first number, I'd like to sing a little song you may all know. Give me a little kiss.
With your heart, what are you gonna miss? With your heart, got your dreams. Why do you refuse? I can't see what you got to lose. Give me a little squeeze. With your heart, why do you wanna make me blue? I wouldn't say a word if I were asking for the world. But what's the little kiss between a fella and his girl? Oh, give me a little kiss with your heart, and I'll give it right back to you. What's a little kiss between a fella and his girl? Give me a little kiss with your heart. Well, it'll sure be very nice. And I may use it once or twice, but then I'll give it right back.
That's great, Johnny, great. Oh, and before you do your next number, I think I'll give the boys another story. Yes, Joan. We'll remember those tours for a long, long time to come.
We certainly will.
Well, here we are.
Pat, I hear you're still very interested in the work of USO Camp Training.
I certainly am. Yes, sir. After all, we can't stop now. As long as there are American soldiers all over the world, we're going to keep the entertainment flowing to them. You realize that there are more than 1,000 entertainers overseas for USO Camp shows right now. And more units are being sent out every month.
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful that our soldiers of the occupation forces can see such grand entertainment. Well, so long, Pat. I hope we do another tour together.
So do I, Joni. And I'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye now.
Army soldier in every part of the globe has a wealth of recreational facilities available for his leisure hours. Tours to interesting historic sites, hunting, fishing, and other sports, regular athletic programs, movies, libraries, service clubs, and canteens, opportunities to study almost every subject. These are just a few of the ways he can spend his off-duty hours profitably and enjoyably. But even more important is the fact that the Army job he does is interesting, worthwhile, and important to himself and to his country. It is a job for which he is well suited and well trained, a job which is really a career. It's a good paying job, too. Army pay is now the highest in our history. Yes, there's no more promising job for young men, no better opportunity than that offered in America's new, regular peacetime army. It's smart to join up.
And it's smart to stay in.
Your regular army serves the nation and mankind in war and peace. Choose this fine profession now. This program was presented by the United States Army and starred Mr. Pat O'Brien with Jim Bowles, Eugene Francis, and Miss Paula Victor. Today's story was written by Private J. Smolin and was directed by Major Phil Lampkin. Pat O'Brien appeared on this program by arrangement with RKO Pictures. This is Joe Tomes speaking.
This presentation has been another in the series of
The Voice of the Army.